Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Brandy, welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How are you?
I'm good, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Yep, I'm really excited to talk to you over these next 15 minutes. Let's introduce you to my audience of Morning Upgraders. Tell everyone who you are, you know, what you do for a living, and then give us a win happening in your life right now.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having me here. I'm so excited to talk to your audience. I am a storyteller. I'm a podcaster. I'm a writer, an artist, and gosh, just a creative. So many things. A mom, a wife. I own the website Human Amplified, and that's where we have the podcast. And basically, I love telling stories and helping people to live their life without fear and to feel safe in being themselves without fear of being seen or heard or judged. And I just think it's so important to be ourselves and to embrace our human nature. So in that regard, one of my wins right now is actually, it's health related. It's physical. So I've been experiencing some dizziness and some just crazy like nausea and weird health symptoms that nobody's been able to diagnose for months and months. And it turns out that I am allergic to all kinds of things and have some things going on. So I finally got answers. And I guess the short answer is I am changing my morning routine right now to include things that help me be healthier and feel better.
You have a clear direction from the doctor on what to do to resolve the health issues? Not to get personal,
yes,
but I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I signed on with a functional health practitioner, I think is what she's called. And we did all these tests. And so I'm cutting foods out of my diet that I'm allergic to or sensitive to. And it's literally like, oh, and I'm also cleaning up my diet with getting rid of chemicals and all those things. And it's like changed my life in a matter of 2 weeks already. Like, it's amazing.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah, total game plan for sure.
Well, that's a great takeaway from my audience. If anyone's experiencing the same thing, to explore a similar path. So thanks for sharing. You also mentioned fear. I love that because it's interesting. Like we just in the book club that I do with my agency, Valentine, we just finished Who Moved My Cheese, which is, it's a classic. It's got like a billion reviews on Amazon. And part of what they talk about is like not being afraid of change. Sometimes change is good. And they pose the question, what would you do if you weren't afraid? You know, if there was no fear, and that you made me think of that when you mentioned that.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's all related to like, yeah, the meaning of life, really. What would you do if you weren't afraid?
What is the meaning of life? Now that you mentioned that, what is the meaning of life for you through Brandy's lens? What's the meaning of life?
I think it's to be ourselves. We're here to embrace our nature and learn. And it's part of our nature to expand. And when I think about the meaning of life, I think that everything that goes on in our bodies and our minds sort of mimics the bigger nature of things. And so like science has proven that the universe is expanding. So when we expand ourselves, we sort of get to experience that bigger universe too. It's sort of like heady, but I would say that's the meaning of life, to just embrace our nature and to, I don't know, it's sort of spiritual, I guess. It's sort of a spiritual journey. Yeah.
It sounds like it. When did you start going through this journey of finding out who you are and living your authentic life? When did you start? When did that journey start for you?
I would say that it probably started when I was really young, you know, just super tiny, because there was no conditioning. There was no thought that I couldn't be me. And then as I grew, probably like from the point of like 8 years old up until 2017. So that would have decades. I was conditioned to be a certain way and to not do these things. And so, you know, traumas happen, life happens, like you said, right. Change happens. And then you sort of get away from yourself. And so in 2017, I had a little wake-up call and just, let me think about this. The timeline gets blurry. So I had a big divorce in 2015 and was going through some things. And then in 2017 is when I started waking up and realizing, you know what? I'm not even me anymore. I need to make some changes. And yes, so I'll call it 2017.
Excellent. You're making me think of another book that I'm reading right now called Everyday Heroes. Everyday Heroes by Robin Sharma. It's all about personal development and going through the journey of being the hero of your life. But he talks about a story. He tells a story about, I'm going to butcher it, but just to get like the high overview, he talks about this golden Buddha that was in a country, and it was very muddy or something like that. And it was really gold underneath, but they had covered it with mud to protect it, so like the people invading the country didn't see it and want to steal it. But meanwhile, this muddy Buddha statue was actually gold underneath. And it translates it to life that we all have like that mud on top of us, and we have to chip away that mud to see the gold. And so it made me think of that story. Thanks for sharing, Brandy.
No problem. That makes a lot of sense.
So you mentioned your morning routine is different now. What does your morning routine look like?
So it's funny because I've always heard the advice that you're supposed to have a good morning routine and that successful people have these morning routines. And I've always struggled with it, honestly. So right now, my morning routine consists of taking care of my kids, you know, waking them up, getting them to school, getting them dressed, making sure they have all their stuff together. And so it's been that focus for a really long time. But one thing that I always do in the morning, whether I have time to shower in the morning or shower in the afternoon, you know, like that always changes. It seems like it always changes, but I always have my cup of coffee and I always try to take a minute to just go outside if I can. Even if it's like for 30 seconds, I'll just step out on the back, take a breather, and then come back in. Other than taking care of my kids, that is the coffee and the trying to get outside is the constant. And then the part that's changing is that I'm now trying to have a breakfast within the first 30 minutes when I wake up. And that was advice from my health practitioner. So that's been interesting trying to transition that in and make time for it and prioritize it.
I'm guessing it's healthy breakfast, of course.
Yes. Oh yeah. Very clean, like organic, those types of things so that it doesn't stress your body.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. I like the answer of, I don't think I've had any guests mention that, like part of a morning routine, just taking a step outside and just soaking in the sun, or maybe if, I don't know if it's dark or not, but just, you know, breathing in the air and just connecting with nature, as they say. I think that's an interesting element of the morning routine that I haven't heard mentioned before.
Okay. Yeah. The sun is so important, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Just for our mood and everything.
Have you heard of the happy light?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I started using that in my morning routine. I have like the light shining on me like a crazy person as I go through my morning routine cards and stuff. And so I think it makes a difference. You know, it's like 15 minutes and the UV rays, I think it's called, they just go into your eyeballs. They have to shine it into your eyes and
yeah.
You know, not directly, of course, but there's something to it. I feel better. So you're getting it the natural way, but there's something mm-hmm. to it.
Yeah.
So throughout the day, it sounds like you're creating a lot of content. You know, you've got a lot going on. Are there any habits that you rely on to, it could be personal or professional. Are there any habits you rely on throughout the day that you can share with us?
Absolutely. So as a very creative person, I need lots of flexibility to be spontaneous, but I also need to be able to get stuff done. So I rely really heavily on a calendar blocking system that actually a business coach helped me set up a while back. And it basically helps me keep all of the things that I need to do during the day in the right place, but it gives me the flexibility to sort of like pick and choose what I do at certain times in between where the non-negotiables are. So it's like, instead of going out and buying a calendar or something like that that's already pre-done, I just basically set up my calendar in the way that works best for me and creates flow for me, but at the same time allows that flexibility, if that makes sense.
I've heard of this time blocking for time management. One of the masterminds I'm part of, actually, it's funny you're mentioning this because our last session, which was yesterday, we talked about this. It's funny you're mentioning it. Well, how does it work? Because I think this is a great takeaway for everyone listening. Like, maybe it's like a Sunday and you look at your upcoming week and you put blocks of time in your calendar of you're going to work on this, you're going to do that. Is that how it works? Or do you do it differently?
Every month, at the end of the month, I will go set up each week for the next month. And then weekly, once I get into the week, I'm looking at my calendar here. on Fridays, I will plan for the next week. I'll sort of do like a little retrospective of the week and see what I did and didn't do and if there's anything that could use improvements. And then when I plan my time for the next week, I'll move some of those things over. Did that answer your question? I think that
it did. No, okay. It did. Yeah. So you're doing your end of the month, you're planning for the next month. And how militant are you with the time blocks? Like if you have that block of time that you're going to do X, Y, Z, but something else comes up, are you militant with protecting that time block or is it flexible?
Well, that's where like sort of discernment comes in. So like when I have a meeting, say we had this meeting set up today, that's a non-negotiable, right? So like I committed to you, I'm going to be there for it. But then everything that's in the block after this interview, I can work on today. But if something else comes up, it's no big deal. I can totally do it. But if I know I have a deadline coming up on say Monday or Tuesday, then I'll be more sort of, I'll enforce the blocks more rigidly than if I don't have a deadline coming up.
And I assume this time blocking has helped to grow your business. Are you doing anything else that stands out? Like what comes top of mind if I ask you, how have you grown your business over the last few years? What comes to mind first?
Oh my gosh. The first word that comes up is relationships. Mm. Honestly. Yeah. And like I've tried other stuff. Like I'm so introverted. I would much rather be able to like focus on SEO and do all these behind the scenes like website things. But it always stalls out. It always stalls out. And then when I go join a group or make friends or talk to people who are doing the same thing as me, it's like the growth just explodes exponentially for both of us or the group of us. And it's sort of amazing to watch that happen, but it's hard to always do that when you're introverted and sort of shy.
Yeah. I'm introverted too. I mean, I've gotten better over the years. But I still like if I'm going to a social event where I don't know a lot of people, I still have anxiety over that. And I thought at 43 years old, I'd get over that, but it's still there, you know? And so, But I think it really comes down to like 100% agree about relationships, just pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. That's like one of the things I wish I had known when I got into the business world, quote unquote, like 20 years ago, is that I avoided so many networking events and like building opportunities to build relationships because it made me feel awkward. And I just wish I had just gotten over myself and just pushed myself to do it. But never too late to start. So
yes,
I've got one last question for you, Brandy. And then we're going to wrap up with you sharing how people can connect with you if they want to learn more, your podcast, your website, et cetera, et cetera. You've got, well, like I said before, a lot going on in the creative world and all your different businesses. And it sounds like you're trying to create like impact, you know? And so what's your approach to that? Like what's your game plan for creating impact over the next like 5-10 years?
This is a hard one. This is something that I'm actively working on. And I have discovered that intuition is a big part of my game plan. If something feels right, I follow it. I know that a lot of times in the business world, we need data to back that stuff up. But oftentimes I'll go with my gut, then look at the data. So that's part of it. And then my approach to creating impact is believing in the ripple effect. So even when growth stalls out or things are going a little slow, I mean, we have our ebbs and flows at Human Amplified, but to stay motivated, I just have faith in the ripple effect. So I think if this story that we're telling today or this resource that we put out today helps one person, that person will incorporate that into their lives. They might smile more. That'll impact somebody else. And there's just no way for us to know how far that reach will go. And you just have to have faith in it.
Ripple effect, like speaking my language. I talk about that all the time. Like I agree. Like someone listening to this podcast, it's going to help people. Even if it just helps one person, like you said, like what will that do to that person? That's to the friends or the family that are with that person. You know, even like a smile to a stranger, not in a weird way, of course, but like a smile to someone. You know, that can change a person's day. That they, you know, it's like the ripple effect is so. If you wrap your head around like the massiveness of it, it'll blow your mind.
Exactly.
Well, this was great, Brandy. I really enjoyed our conversation. Thanks for everything you shared. If people want to connect with you, where should we send them?
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Ryan. It's been really fun talking to you. And people can just go to humanamplified.com and there they will find the podcast. They will find the blog. There is an ebook, a free ebook on what it means to be human that they can download. And it's just all right there. And then, of course, we're on all the socials at Human Amplified.
Perfect. Thanks, Brandy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.